Welcome to the Voice of Many podcast show with Yolanda and Vanessa.
Thank you for joining us for Take 10 Table Talk. We're excited to start our week out with you focusing on God. Joining us at the table this morning is our friend Latoya, and we're going to be talking about God's forgiveness, forgiveness itself. Thank you for joining us this morning. How are you doing, Latoya?
I'm good, ladies. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm excited once again.
Oh, thank you. And we know this week, today we're gathered together to talk about forgiveness. And we'll let you go ahead and start from there with us for today.
I'll say, you know, when we think of forgiveness, a lot of times, you know, we're told that if you truly forgive me, then you won't remember it, or you won't bring it up, or why do you keep bringing it in my face? And I know the Bible tells us, you know, that we have to forgive one another, but at the same time, God doesn't want us to be a fool either. So if you've hurt me, or if you've done something to me, and I've shared with you about how I feel, if you continue to do it, then you have ill regard for my feelings. That means you don't respect me. So I can't forget that you're that person until God brings you to another level, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about me. When my mom passed away, we dealt with so many things from our family to where, you know, our aunt put us out in the middle of the night, like 2 o'clock in the morning. Another aunt jumped on me and said she was going to kill me. And me and my brother felt so alone. It was so many things attacking us. And at that time, I was literally angry with them. Like, how could you do this? And years later, as my relationship with Christ developed, something that God showed me was the image of when Christ was on the cross. And he was asking God to forgive them so they know not what they did or what they're doing. That's what God showed me about my family when they did those, what I felt were evil things to me and my brother, is that their relationship with Christ had not evolved to the level that it needed to be. So a lot of times when people are going through things, they attack anyone that's near them that they have authority over. Mm-hmm. And as we grow in Christ, He'll get us to the place where we say, okay, God, please forgive them so they know not what they did or what they were doing to me. And I didn't speak to them for 10 years because I was so hurt as God was giving me that image. And finally, I went back to them and said, hey, if there's anything that I did to you to make you feel that way, I apologize. And once I did that, it was like, oof. Okay, but I hadn't even done anything. And my brother still, this is almost 15 years ago, still says he doesn't understand how I was able to do that. And I'm saying, when your relationship strengthens with Christ, you realize that it doesn't matter what people do to you. You have to forgive them. You have to ask them to forgive you. That's how you get it off you, and you lay those burdens on God because he can handle it.
Yes, so true. So very true. And that's, I go back and I'm thinking of Joseph. Mm-hmm. How he had a dream and he shared his dream with his brothers. And in doing so, from what his dream portrayed to him, he passed it on to his brothers, and it led to them being jealous of him. And in mm-hmm. doing so, their jealousy turned into hatred and bitterness to where right. they sold him. They turned around and they faked his death. And they lived with that lie for years, mm-hmm. you know, holding that, the hate, the jealousy, the envy, they held it in, but yet and still, once Joseph got started in his journey, he still faced betrayal. He still had part of his wife to lie on him. He had people to come into his life that said, oh, I will remember you. And yet and still, once they got to their deliverance, they totally forgot about him. So whenever things happen in that way, the hurt is so deep. But like you said, right. We have to grow in that grace and that love and understanding and faith in God, knowing that the pain that we're feeling, that we have to let go. We don't forget. Right. We don't forget. But we learn to forgive. You know, like you
said. And then like you were saying, with his brothers, because they allowed so many of those evil spirits to come, you know, the jealousy, the rage, the bitterness, they just took root. But they took root and grew. And that's kind of like the fruits of the spirit. If we let those take root, they'll grow and multiply instead of, you know, the other side of it.
So true. So true. So true.
And I want to say, too, whenever you're holding in that resentment and anger and pain, you're going through a inner chaos yourself, not realizing how much of that resentment is actually hurting yourself and causing more problems in your life because you didn't forgive that person and let go of that anger and that stress. And God will put you in a place where he'll stop you and be like, you know, okay, I see what you're trying to say. If I don't let this go, I'm just going to keep going down this path that I don't really want to go down and didn't realize I was going down in the first place. And it makes you wonder how God, well, how Jesus felt being on the cross where he said, you know, forgive them for what they do, for they don't know. Like, they don't understand what they're actually doing. And you're having to put yourself in that place, like, okay, what Jesus went through is not what what he went through is way worse than what I'm going through. And if he can forgive them for crucifying him and torturing him and doing wrong to him and his followers, why can't I? Do you guys think that, and maybe our listeners, you know, your listeners are thinking the same thing, that society makes you seem like you're weak if you don't?
Very true.
You know, if somebody does something to you and it's kind of like, what? I wouldn't do that if that was me. I wouldn't take that if that was me. But sometimes somebody needs to stand up and say, you know what? But it's not you. You're right. It's not you. And maybe that's why God didn't put you in that situation. Because he already know how you think you're going to handle it. I don't know. You know, they make that image up to be so, you know, that a woman is not strong if she allows people to do certain things to her. When really, it's the opposite. Because she's going home and praying about it. She's going home and taking it to the throne. She's even going and praying for that person. That's what we have to do.
And then her continuing to live and wanting to live. Change things and change other people's lives who are going through the exact same thing or about to go and hit that road where she's been at, and they're at the place where they have to pick, okay, do I go right? Do I go left? God, you got to help me. And they have to be at that point where they can say, God, I need your help. Please show me which way I'm supposed to go.
And when he does, you know, as you guys were talking, I was thinking about Hagar. You know, how she didn't ask to be with Abraham and have a baby. She was told to do that. And what was she going to say? No. She did. And then she was put out on the street in so many words. So she left and she was sad. And but the angel met her and gave her a promise. And God told her to go back. So sometimes when we're angry, you know, and have unforgiveness, and when God tells you to go back to that situation, that's where humility comes. When you allow that spirit of humility to come in, that's a lot of times when God will change the whole dynamic of the situation.
Yeah, you don't realize, too, that whenever you go back to that person mm-hmm. that's wronged you and say, I forgive you,
mm-hmm.
the relief that you feel is just like rushing water. It's mm-hmm. the weight that has been lifted off of you. And once you say, I forgive you, let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
And that's when you know you have that peace. And that peace and that fulfillment that you have at that time, embrace it in that inside of you, that inner you. You know, it's not to be boasted about. It's not to brag about. But you just have that oneness with God, that love, that mm-hmm. patience, that understanding. That is the forgiveness that he gives us. Whenever we sin and we ask for forgiveness, he says, okay, I remember no more.
So, and I think, too, what has to happen is once you get to that point of, okay, I forgive and, you know, I'm going to move on and let it go and I've given it to God. The thing is, though, you have to be careful of the people you surround yourself with because they'll plant that seed right back in there.
Yes.
You forgave them, you can't tell everybody everything. Mm-hmm. Just like Joseph, you know, he wasn't telling his brothers that to brag.
No.
He was excited. But sometimes we can't share everything with everybody.
So true.
Sometimes everybody's not ready to hear what God has for you or what God is giving you the strength to be able to walk away from and say, you know what? I forgive you. It's okay. I still love you. We're going to move right on past this.
So true. Well, we're going to continue this discussion in part two, but Miss Latoya, if you will, can you take us out in prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Most gracious and eternal Father, we thank you, Lord God, once again for this opportunity. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to shed light on your holy word. Now, Lord God, we ask that you dispatch your angels here to and fro, Lord, to all those that are being held down by the spirit of unforgiveness. To all those, Lord God, who have been held down by hurt and pain and anger and bitterness. And Lord God, right now we ask that you just lift their spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you just cover them with your blood that you shed on Calvary. And God, we thank you for giving them an opportunity to realize that it is time to forgive those who have done wrong against us, Lord God, for us to forgive and make amends in the name of Jesus. And to show love, the same love that you showed to the church. All these and other blessings we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we want to, before we sign off, want to please reiterate the 10 minutes that you spend with us on Mondays, listening to our table talk, listening to our discussion and joining us in prayer time. Please do not let that be the only 10 minutes that you spend meditating and studying God's word.
Amen. And please visit us on our social media outlets throughout the week for inspirational quotes and Bible verses for encouragement and reflection. If you are in need of prayer, please give us a call at 407-414-6661 or message us, as we do have a prayer team ready to pray for you, your family, and loved ones. We want to thank you for joining us. Take 10 and have a good night.